Welcome to Bits About Books, the home for conversations with authors of breakthrough books on sales, marketing, and business. Founders, entrepreneurs, and individual professionals, we all need to keep track of ideas that are helping create our today and tomorrow. Bits About Books will strive to find those books and speak to their authors, go behind the scenes and understand what inspired the authors to write the books that they did and how they went about doing so. Through our conversations, we hope to gain insights that will help us to get the most out of our efforts. I'm your host Shubhanjan Sarkar, founder of PitchLink, the next generation buyer-seller engagement platform where our mission is to make buying easy. Today, we have with us Catherine B. Roy, author of the book, Live From Your Heart and Mind.
Well, Live From Your Heart and Mind is actually a result of 10 years of research in different scientific fields. So basically, it represents so-called LHM system for emotional and intellectual development. And it consists two parts, obviously, emotional and intellectual. Emotional part is based on formulas and algorithms, because I believe there are no two same persons on this planet. So the same advice given to two different persons will not give the same results, right? So the reason why I created algorithms is actually to guide a reader. So if you say yes, I guide you to one side. If you say no, I guide you to another side. And basically, you're giving the answers from your soul. You're giving the answers based on your experiences. And you're giving the answer to yourself. So I am not the one who will give you the answer like you should do this or you should do that. But you will realize that while you go through algorithms. It has 10 parts, and it basically covers all the important aspects of our life. And what I discovered actually is that a part about love has the most attraction. Actually, one of my quotes from the book had 1.2 million people reach on Facebook.
Our guest today is Catherine B. Roy, author of Live From Your Heart and Mind. Catherine is a human potential thought leader, best-selling author, personal growth and business coach, Mensa member, whose stimulating, upbeat and inspirational writings have helped countless people. Catherine's writings are published in the Huffington Post, Thrive Global, Simple Reminders, McGill Media and many others. As the author of The Live From Your Heart and Mind, Catherine is the guiding force behind the LHM system for increasing a person's emotional and intellectual capacity and inspiring them to positive change and accomplishment. Now, on to this great episode of Bits About Books with Catherine B. Roy. Catherine, welcome to Bits About Books. I'm delighted to talk to you about your book, Live From Your Heart and Mind, and how it is impacting people and how you think it's going to impact people. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be your guest. Well, Live From Your Heart and Mind is actually a result of 10 years of research in different scientific fields. So basically, it represents so-called LHM system for emotional and intellectual development. And it consists two parts, obviously, emotional and intellectual. Emotional part is based on formulas and algorithms, because I believe there are no two same persons on this planet. So the same advice given to two different persons will not give the same results, right? So the reason why I created algorithms is actually to guide a reader. So if you say yes, I guide you to one side. If you say no, I guide you to another side. And basically, you're giving the answers from your soul. You're giving the answers based on your experiences. And you're giving the answer to yourself. So I am not the one who will give you the answer like you should do this or you should do that. But you will realize that while you go through algorithms. It has 10 parts, and it basically covers all the important aspects of our life. And what I discovered actually is that a part about love has the most attraction. Actually, one of my quotes from the book had 1.2 million people reach on Facebook. And in that quote, I said that the absolute truth about love is that I am the only person who is going to spend the entire lifetime with myself. And in order to have a good relationship with other people, we need first to establish a good relationship with ourselves. And that's where everything starts. My book starts with a simple breathing exercise, which I created if we are in a situation that we can't apply meditation, for example, but we need like a quick fix. So we breathe in for 7 seconds because it is physically hard. And in that moment, we are stopping our brain from thinking, because basically our brain is an organ for survival. And it helps us to solve problems, but it also creates fears, distractions, and procrastination to save us from something unknown. But actually, if that something is coming from our heart, what our mind needs to do is to stop. And that is where the Elegant breathing exercise is used. So, for example, I will like to show the LEGM algorithm, how it works, so people can understand basically what it's about. I ask first, are you happy in love? And the answer can be yes or no, right?
Right.
So let's say it's a no. Then I ask, is it really a soul self-love? A soul self-love is a beautiful, unconditional feeling that we have about ourselves and the person that we think we love. Mm-hmm. And I say we think we love because I believe that being in love is not love. Being in love is a passion, is a chemical reaction. And love should be a beautiful, unconditional state, which actually is the most beautiful energy in the world, which is here to heal us and not to hurt us. Then when we understand that, the answer obviously can again be yes or no. If it is a soul self-love, then I ask very directly, do you love a wrong person? And we know that. We just don't want to admit that. But every single one of us knows the answer on that question. On the other side, if it's not soul self-love, then the universe is telling us that our purpose is to feel soul self-love without any expectations and that we need to let go. So both of those aspects lead us to why do we think we love that person and why we are really in that relationship. And if we go deep inside, we will actually discover it's a completely different reason. And that reason needs a cure. It needs to be solved in some other way so that we can transform ourselves into a happy and lovable person and attract the one who actually will accept us as we are and love us unconditionally.
Interesting. So what was the core purpose of writing the book? I mean, when did you think you're going to write this book? And why did you think one more book in the subject was necessary? I mean, I do see that you have taken a very different kind of approach to the book. You are trying some innovative new ways of getting the... I mean, so to actually make the book interactive.
Yes, but my life was a really a roller coaster. I was born in a dysfunctional family, so I basically lived in fear for 18 years. I was lucky enough to be selected in high school like a very high intellectual young girl to go to scientific center and to do researches with college professors. So I was like 15, 16 years old, but I was already working in the field of psychology and linguistics. And I published my first scientific work when I was just 17 years old.
Oh.
But I was born in Yugoslavia. And I lived there in 1999 when there was a war. And I survived the bombing of Yugoslavia. I was living in a basement for 3 months. And I didn't have electricity and I had very little food and water. So I faced the fact that maybe I will not live another day. because someone else is deciding for me. And I grew up very fast. When the war was over, I finished college before time. I started to work for a very successful multinational Italian company. And at one moment at my workplace, I lost consciousness. I just fall. And doctors couldn't give me the diagnosis. When they discovered what's wrong, it ended up that I had the Coxsackie virus, which attacked my heart. And they told me that I will live just a year and a half. That was 11 years ago. And obviously they were wrong. That was the moment when I woke up. I went to monastery. I spent a week there. And I had an experience of my spiritual awakening in the monastery when the monk asked me to come into one small room for praying. And he told me that everything is going to be okay and that this world needs love and that I am love. I was just 24 years old. I didn't understand back then what he wanted to say to me. But when I came back home and did medical examinations again, I was perfectly healthy. So I collected all my experiences and I decided to create something which will help people. And I realized that we all have emotional wounds and we have disbalance in our lives. And as a Mensa member, I was involved in researches about our mind. So I basically developed this system to help people to fix their emotional states, to heal their wounds, and to increase emotional capacity on high level. And on the other side, I created associative memory and IQ training to help them to reach their highest intellectual potential. So what is this system actually doing on personal level is helping each and every one of us on our own unique way to reach the highest potential of our being so that we can live and operate on a much higher level than we ever imagined that we can live and to live a fulfilled life. On a social level, it is dealing with specific problems like domestic violence and bullying, anxiety, depression, and unhappiness. Because person who works on him or herself and fix all these things that I am trying to show how to fix in the book doesn't have need to be violent, doesn't have need to be a buller, or it loses the need to have fears and anxiety and actually transform that to happiness. And on the global level, my idea was, I mean, it's like utopia, but my idea was, because I am a war survivor and I was included in diplomatic to make peace in the region, that actually we all find peace within ourselves and don't have need for creating conflicts on global level.
Right. So tell me, how does the book relate to your work of, you know, helping, you know, creating visibility? Or, I mean, I'm just reading it out of your LinkedIn profile and the profile you shared with me. How are you helping coaches, consultants, small business owners, entrepreneurs, so on and so forth? So how does the overall balance, I mean, I do understand how it works, but I would like to know from you how you see it working in helping them achieve better success in what they're doing.
Well, basically, before doing a business, we need to have personal development, which is on a high level. Because what I'm doing actually is helping people to generate much higher visibility and leads and position themselves as an expert. And that requires stepping up and showing up on videos and actually being in public. And that is one of the greatest fears that people have, to show up on stage, to show up in public. And my system will help them basically to make a balance in their own lives so they can operate from the highest level of their heart and mind potential and reach success. Why am I saying this? Because my results show that this is absolutely giving high results. I started in February 2015. to show up online. My book was published in first time in January 2017. I was endorsed by Brian McGill, who is New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and USA Today bestselling author, nominated for Nobel Peace Prize. And I was just a girl who was completely unknown. And my book became a bestseller on its release day. Later on, I continued with my business and I helped, I don't even know how many people, to show up and to stand out and to position themselves as an expert. Because first, they need to have vision, they need to have mission, they need to know, they need to bend reality, basically, and to know that goals that they are wanting to reach are actually their purposeful goals and that they come from within, from us inside. Because if we do what we love, we actually don't work. We enjoy, and then the business flourish. So everything is connected, because to have outside success, like I have achieved it, you first need to have inside peace. And then you are self-confident, you are strong, and you are able to stand up. And people talk about haters all the time, but I actually don't have haters, because what I'm presenting is love, basically, in every aspect. And I do my business with love, and people feel that energy, and they just emerge, and we all grow together.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, we will listen from Catherine, who are her readers, and how they're using the book for their professional success.
You are listening to a Business Podcast Network original. Podcasting is the fastest growing content marketing opportunity, which is untapped. We can help you craft your audio strategy and help leverage the wide reach and easy streaming capability that the smartphone penetration provides. It is easy, it is powerful, and personal. Talk to us to find out how podcasting can help you build your brand and reach out to your targets like never before. Write to us at bpn@bizcast.in. That is bpn@bizcast.in. Business Podcast Network. Podcasts end to end.
Welcome back to this insightful discussion with Catherine B. Roy, author of the book Live From Your Heart and Mind. How are her readers leveraging her book for professional success? Let's find out.
So I have a question, and then I'll follow that up with another question. So the first question is, who are the kind of people who are... So when you meet your readers, who are these people? Are these people who are trying to solve their problem with love? Or are these people trying to solve their problem with being successful in work and business?
Both. That is very interesting, but the book is basically so flexible and dynamic, and system is so dynamic that actually is meant to be reused over and over again for every aspect of our life. And sometimes we need help with one thing in life, sometimes we need help with another thing in life. So I am now focused in business and helping coaches and consultants and entrepreneurs. But that's my focus group for my business. My readers come from all over the world. And I would like to say the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me is when my son was born, we received packages from all over the world, from people who actually read my book and changed their lives. And when they discovered that I became mom, they were sending my gifts for my son from all over the world. So yes, I'm touching hearts, and that's my legacy, to help people in their personal life. But when we are stable in our personal life, we will much easier achieve our business goals, especially women, because we're very emotional and we need to learn how to master our emotions and how to use them to practically respond and not react. And if we want to be leaders, we need to know how to do that. We need to be stable in our heart and in our mind, and we need to think fast, to bring the best decisions on the table. And that is the part of intellectual side of the book, which is next to emotional.
Right. So Would you like to tell a bit about your system that you're talking about in this book?
Yes, I partly said that emotional part has formulas. It is in a form of advices and algorithms, which is actually in a form of algorithms. And intellectual part is actually very interesting. It is based on associative memory. So my book is filled with pictures, and that's not for no reason. Human brain remembers pictures much better than words. So the most important concepts in the book are presented as pictures. What's very interesting with associative memory is actually it helps us to operate much faster. And it is proven that Asian nations, like Chinese and Japanese, who have pictorial letter and use associations every day, actually are much better on PISA tests. PISA tests are tests of functional learning. So they have much higher score than any other country in the world. And the level of result is in the proportion of the GDP of national economy. And that is why they are on the top of economical stage in the whole world. So what this associative memory is giving to us is actually giving us long-term memory. And then we can make decisions much faster in the short term. And the second part of the IQ training are IQ training questions, which actually activate the 2% of brain we have as adults, like a potential that we have to develop, but we don't do that because no one in schools teach us that, because no one showed us that. And if we tap into those 2% of brain, which we can still develop, because kids, they can develop 100% until 3 years, 70% until 7 years, and just 12% until 12 years. But now we have just 2%. But those are billions and billions of cells that we can activate. And my IQ training is set to make you think outside of the box, to make you understand things differently, and to remember information on the long term. So if you would like, I would like to ask you one of those questions so sure. We can play a little bit.
Sure.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, for example, what's in common for a duck and the silence?
A duck and silence.
Yes.
Interesting question.
I will guide you a little bit.
Okay.
So what our brain is trying to do now, when I ask you a question, you try to answer on the question. But actually, it's not about the question. It's about the way we think. And in that sentence, which I said, what's in common for a duck and a silence, you are focused on the common things. But let's say those are two separated objects, a duck and the silence. And now you tell me, attributes about duck. What do you know about duck? Anything that comes up to your mind, never mind how silly it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know for example that water will not stick to its feathers; it will just drop off, right?
Okay.
And it has webbed feet, which helps it to swim. Yeah. So these are typically, and of course, I mean. It walks with its babies across the road and takes care of them and not leaves one behind, you know. Yeah.
What about the sound? What's the sound of the duck?
The duck quacks, right?
Yes. So that's about the duck. What about silence? What can you tell me about silence?
Silence is like a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing there, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So silence is the absence of things. It's like the black.
Mm-hmm.
Black of the Universe, right? So
What if you climb on the top of the mountain and you scream or you whistle, what you will hear?
I'll most probably hear an echo.
Right. The duck is the only animal, the only being in the world which sound doesn't create an echo.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
So this is the information you got from this silly question. And this is the information which you will remember much longer than if we just talked and I told you, hey, do you know that duck? And you would say, yeah, okay, but tomorrow you would forget about it. That's the point. So this is a silly question, but we can ask very complicated questions with that so that we extract the information and remember it much, much longer than we would ever remember if we read or someone tell us that.
Right. So before we wind up, my final question is, why did you decide to do this, whatever you are doing? What sort of problem? I understand the background. I mean, I would imagine that with your background, you'd like to be successful and rich, which I'm sure you are. But that could have been the singular objective. I mean, why this idea of creating a system, and how did you work on creating the system and help others? I mean, how did this whole thing come about?
Well, you might get surprised now, because although I am a scientific person and I'm a businesswoman, what happened actually that I started to write my book when that experience in monastery happened, but the book didn't have this form. 2 years after that, I was diagnosed with infertility and they told me I can never be a mom. But I never accepted that. And I thought if I already cured, then I might cure again. So I started to do meditation challenge with Oprah and Deepak. And for the first four times, nothing happened. But the fourth time, I started to connect with my source and I started to receive information, which I basically absolutely didn't understand back then, but I started to write it down. And everything that it is in this book is my experience and what I have received as an information from my source. And the first form of it was very complicated for me to understand because I wasn't familiar with the concepts and I didn't live in that way. That's why it took me 10 years, because I needed to transform myself first. And then I thought what I can do to make it easier, because people will not understand, because I always got, you have to write it down, you have to write it down. And I did, but it was, you know, it was complicated. So I was working like a web developer and I thought, hey, wait, what if I create algorithms? So I present that on simple ways so people can understand that. And that is basically how everything got to the form that it is now. So the book is the compilation of my experiences, knowledge, my wish to make this world a better place, and downloads from my source. And I never had idea that it will be so popular. And I never went in that field to be rich and successful. But obviously, the lives that I transformed gave me the energy and strength to continue it. And the most wonderful result is that when the book was about to be published, I became mom. And now I have a son who is 3 years old.
Bits About Books is brought to you by PitchLink, the buyer-seller engagement platform. PitchLink makes buying easy by enabling high-quality engagement between buyers and sellers through its presentation and discussion modules. Sellers create customized sales narratives using sales collaterals and personal videos. and reach out to prospects through a non-intrusive, buyer-qualified engagement. PitchLink requires no installation or download and holds the entire repository of sales collaterals and buyer-seller conversations. Talk to us to know more about how you can engage with customers without intrusion. Call us on 99021-631-32.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Catherine. It was great speaking to you and I enjoyed our chat thoroughly. I hope you did too. And I wish you all success with the book and hopefully you have something else in the making and that will not take 10 years.
Yeah, definitely not. Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Catherine.
Coming up next, another exciting episode of Bits About Books with Stu Hynek.
Well, I'll tell you the pattern I see, and that is everybody needs to get meetings. Everybody. And whether or not the word sales is in our titles, everybody sells. And so, I mean, you might be just pushing an initiative. You may be looking for a strategic partnership, or maybe that's what you do. Maybe that's your job function. So it's just universal. Everybody needs to get, it seems like everybody needs to get meetings at some point in their lives. And some need them more often than more than others. I mean, people who sell for, I mean, who have the word sales in their title certainly need to get a steady stream of business, I mean, of business, but that means getting meetings. And really, if you think about it, everything that's happened in your life and in my life and everybody's lives, every good thing, everything that has moved us forward has happened as a result of connecting with someone.
Thank you for being with us today on Bits About Books, where we talk to authors about breakthrough books on sales, marketing, and business. We hope this conversation helped inform and motivate as we all navigate a rapidly changing business environment. For us, these are enlightening conversations enriched with knowledge and expertise. We encourage you to go out and buy the book to learn firsthand and implement some of the great ideas we discussed today. We hope to have you with us again in the next exciting episode of Bits About Books. If you liked what you heard, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast platforms like iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcast from, and give us a rating while you are at it.
This BizCast original podcast is produced for PitchLink, the next generation buyer-seller engagement platform, where the mission is to make buying easy. Hosted by Subhanjan Sarkar and produced by Rajiv Aditya. See you next time and have a wonderful day.